In an abnormal world, death is normal.
Answers with Ken Ham, president of the Apologetics Ministry of Answers in Genesis. Well, Ken, shouldn't you really say that death is abnormal? Haven't you got this the wrong way around here?
Well, actually, I have it the right way around. I'll never forget the words of my late brother from a sermon he once delivered to his church. Robert said this, "Death and suffering are normal in an abnormal world." He then paused and said, "Let me say it again. Death and suffering are normal in an abnormal world." My brother wanted his congregation to understand that because of Adam's sin, we now live in an abnormal world. Because of sin, God judged Adam and all his descendants with death. The ground was cursed. God withdrew some of his sustaining power to give us a taste of life without him. Now there are diseases, disasters, and all sorts of terrible things happening across this now abnormal world. But God sent his Son to pay the penalty for our sin by dying on a cross. When you trust Christ, you can look forward to a normal world in the new earth that God will restore one day. There'll be no death, disease, or suffering.
One of the most asked questions we receive at the Answers Ministry is, why would a loving God allow death and suffering in this world? Ken Ham provides the answer from the book of Genesis and shares it in a free booklet available on our free website, AnswersRadio.com. Next time you're at your computer, log on to our attractive website, AnswersRadio.com.